Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go up to Washington to the White House. John Decker's the White House correspondent for Gray TV. Good morning to you, John. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I am very well. I was kind of holding my breath. You know, I was down at Mar-a-Lago this weekend and saw President Trump, and he didn't say anything about a pending arrest while I was around him. But, you know, all of us who monitor this guy and who have voted for him twice are kind of wondering, do you think there's any way this goes down today?
It's anybody's guess. Yeah. As you know, President Trump has indicated on social media that he believes he's going to be indicted by this grand jury today. The grand jury that is meeting in New York as it relates to those hush money payments to Stormy Daniels, heard from a witness yesterday, so they could recall, if they wish, today another witness like Michael Cohen, for instance. So the timing on this uncertain, and to me it's uncertain as to whether or not, you know, the grand jury will pull the trigger and actually vote for an indictment or indictments against anybody, including the former president.
And walk me through the process here. What actually happens, and what would occur at the moment that he's indicted? Just a bunch of papers being filed, or do suddenly they hop on a plane and go down to Florida and try to, you know, kick in the door at Mar-a-Lago?
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen like that. So let's go down that road. Okay. If indeed the grand jury votes to indict the former president, the grand jury would obviously submit that indictment to the Manhattan District Attorney. The Manhattan District Attorney would so notify the president's lawyers, and then an appearance by their client, the former president, would be arranged. That is essentially what we know. And I've heard that the president's lawyers have said the president would certainly comply with an appearance. It wouldn't be like an armed standoff, you know, okay, like a Waco situation. Yeah. He would travel to Manhattan and would go through the process. What's the process? For anybody indicted, they are photographed, mugshot, fingerprints. That's what would happen with any person indicted, and that would happen if the grand jury indicts the former president.
All right, well, let's turn this political, as if it's not political enough. What are they saying at the White House? You know, was it Elon Musk who said, if this guy gets arrested and there's some sort of perp walk, or, you know, the word goes out that there's a political persecution of Donald Trump, he wins in a landslide. Anybody at the Biden White House worried about that, or are they keeping their mouth shut?
Well, let me weigh in on that. I think Elon Musk is a brilliant person. I mean, just in terms of what he has created for the world. I mean, really, you know, SpaceX, Tesla, it's remarkable.
Yeah.
He is not a political animal. He doesn't know politics. And I think that, you know, it's good that he wants to weigh in on that, and that is his right. But I don't think that means in any way what Elon Musk says, that Donald Trump wins in a landslide. I've actually gone through the electoral map. If I were to sit down across from Elon Musk, I would say to him, okay, Elon, which state does he flip? You know, that. And
I think that's a legitimate question to ask, seriously. I hope his people are asking that.
You know, and so to me, he's a bright guy. Maybe he's gone through the map. I don't know. But to me, that's what I do practically every day, is I'm already looking ahead to 2024. I'm looking at the electoral map from 2020, and I'm thinking, if it's a rematch, okay, for Donald Trump, where does he flip states? Is it Pennsylvania? Is it Michigan? Is it Wisconsin? Is it Arizona? Is it Georgia? Those are the states that will be the most important states in 2024. And if he can flip a majority of those states, then he will indeed be the next president of the United States.
Yeah, it's just whether this is so disgusting to the average person, coupled with inflation and being on the verge of World War III after not being on the verge of World War III, that enough people who didn't like Trump in 2020 suddenly say, you know what, I'll take some bad tweets. I'll take some ugliness about Rosie O'Donnell if my 401k goes back to what it was looking like. You know, I mean, those moments that change the popular perception.
You're absolutely right. But, you know, look, things change. I'm just, you know this, I'm a student of history. So think about Ronald Reagan in 82, where the country was. Major recession. And then what does he do in 84? Major landslide. So things change. You know, inflation in 2 years may not be in the place where it is right now. Our 401ks may skyrocket. You know, things change. And Ronald Reagan saw those changes, and that's why he easily won a second term as president back in 1984.
Before I lose you, I know you got to run. What is the deal on the COVID origin bill?
Well, this is a bill in which it's established that the origin of COVID is agreeing with what we've heard from a number of our intelligence agencies. The FBI has said the origin of COVID was a lab in Wuhan, China. We know the Department of Energy has said the origin of COVID was this same lab in Wuhan, China. Not every intelligence agency that the U.S. has agrees with that, but that's what this bill is about. And it's really essentially forcing the hand of the president to agree with those two agencies, the DOE and the FBI, in terms of establishing with finality that the U.S. believes that the origin of COVID emanated from this lab in Wuhan, China.
And he's on board with that. But
I think that the White House has not indicated how they would vote on that particular bill if it gets to his desk.
If it gets,
so that's typical. You know, you don't want to weigh in before a bill is actually passed through both the House and the Senate. Sometimes you weigh in ahead of time and you indicate, just to send that message, the president intends to veto this legislation, but we have not heard that from this White House just yet.
Hey, John, I know you got to run. John Decker, White House correspondent at Gray TV in Washington, live for us this morning. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, John. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.